Forester's Lodge, Citizen's Tower. We are now standing in front of the Forester's Lodge, which has a unique history. If these walls could talk, they would tell us quite some horror stories. This is the site of the so-called Citizen's Tower, which was erected in 1586. In the Marker's town, it originally served as a fortified protection for the Weierbach tributary and as a jail. A common punishment here was detention on an hourly or daily basis on nothing but bread and water. Some poor souls were taken from here to be executed on the Punishment Square, which was located on a rock overhang in front of the Lince Gate outside of the town. But thankfully, this place of execution no longer exists. Talking of which, at that time, the abbot gave the judge summary jurisdiction on an annual basis. That means that he was allowed to pass sentence on offences that didn't necessitate the death penalty or physical punishment. The abbot himself held the office of the High Court, but often permitted the judge from the market town to adjudicate. Oh, before I forget, the lodgings of the jailer, who was also the bailiff, were built right by the Citizen's Tower. It was also known as the Servant's House. In the 19th century, the two sections of the building were combined with a joint facade, but you can still see the kink where the buildings were originally separated. The jail was abandoned in 1848 and subsequently served as a home for the forester and other officials from the abbey. Ever since, the former servant's house has been called the Hunter's Lodge and then finally the Forester's Lodge. The Weierbach stream flows into the town under this building. It used to flood very often, and today it is completely enclosed.